Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If there's something I want, I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G.O.D.
American Family Farmer Show is on the air. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I think a lot of people say, well, you're not supposed to say that. You know what? I'm fortunate to have my own radio program and my own production staff, and I say pretty much what I want that I think will be helpful. In this case, the American Family Farmer Show, wishing you a happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, is aimed at helping those, maybe not too many, but there are people from now until January 24th, that will enjoy different holidays. There are 14 different religious holidays at this time of year. So when somebody says to you, happy holidays, I thank them, and I wish them happy holidays and Merry Christmas, too. It's not a war on Christmas. It's just the fact that there are other people around these days, and it's just, it's polite. I'm not saying it's politically correct. Good Lord, nobody would accuse me of that. But I do think that it's okay to acknowledge things in a broader perspective. All right, having said that, I start the program every week with farm news, what's happening on family farms around the country. Here's some news from southern Delaware, where pot-bellied pigs are big, and they're running loose all over the place. And they've become feral, some of them. They were abandoned by their owners. You know, these people who buy a pet, and they don't know anything about it. People buy snakes, and, oh, isn't that going to be cool? And then they flush them down the toilet, and the next thing you know, somebody's taking a crapper, and some snake comes up the toilet thing and bites you in the butt. That certainly has happened any number of times. And then there are other pets. These pot-bellied pigs are an example that carry diseases when they're out in the wild. And they get around other wildlife. They get bitten by raccoons or whatever happens. They disrupt the wildlife. And this is, you know, there's a lot of salmonella around, swine flu. It gets to people sooner or later. And every day, it seems that state agricultural officials say they're getting another call from a lot of the animal owners or people who have been looking around residential areas. This goes on all over the place. Micro pigs, mini pigs, pygmy pigs, and there are others. Some of them weigh 35, 40 pounds. They're about the size of a mid-sized dog, but some of them are 2, 3, 400 pounds, and they can live for 20 years. And so if you're thinking this is the worst time of year, people get dogs, no, don't do that. Unless you can get one out of a rescue, that'd be a big help. But don't be buying pigs and other things for this is stupid. It's just you don't know what you're getting into, and so you're just causing problems. If there's a proper home for these animals, but the people are breeding them to sell them to people who don't know anything about them. So here's the president of the Pig Placement Network. Yes, there is such a thing as the Pig Placement Network. Her name is Susan Magnuson. She runs Ross Mill Farm in Pennsylvania. She's been matchmaking. She's got a website that matches families with pigs. And she says that she's put 800 pot-bellied pigs with new owners. She says there's an increase of pigs that are being dumped into wooded areas or just thrown out of cars in neighborhoods, thrown out of cars at farms. I get them at my farm, and I don't keep them. We've kept a few of them. But I actually would like to have not a pot-bellied pig, but a full-size pig that is raised by me, and it becomes an interesting pet. I've been around them, and they're actually kind of fun, and they're a great curio for the farm, but you don't want to get the wrong ones, and you don't want to get, you know, stuck with a problem. All right, so look out for the pot-bellied pigs. Here's the story from Chicago. Couple turning vacant lots into flower farms, employing a lot of local young people. Quillen Blackwell is trying to help the inner city. He's got a nonprofit called Southside Blooms, currently farming a bunch of acres that were vacant in the actually in the city of Chicago. They have now become organic flower farms. He hires at-risk inner-city young people to work at this nonprofit. It's called Farm to Vase. Isn't that interesting? I don't know what we call Farm to Table. This is growing flowers, Farm to Vase, creating jobs and helping communities. Certainly, it's a great idea. Maybe if I lay this idea, when I tell you any story, whether it's the news or anything else, it's, again, with the hope that it will impact you, and you might be able to come up with an idea that helps your farm. If you're close to a city and you want to try something like this, I bet that there's a pilot program. Let's see, Chicago, Detroit is doing it. Gary, Indiana is doing it. So it's in that area where these things have begun to flourish. They have pocket parks that they create where green space is used for birthday parties, barbecues, concerts, whatever it is, and they fill the area with flowers. So, a good idea, right? This is a couple in Chicago, the Blackwell family, turning vacant lots into flower farms. How about you? Can you use this somewhere in your neck of the woods? I think it's a great idea. Why not? Doug Steffen now with a reminder about how you can benefit from a new program. If you stayed open, if your farm stayed open during COVID, you probably want to go to COVIDpayment.com to see the news that they have for you. Because there's, in the CARES Act from the federal government, there is a special reward to companies who stayed open during the pandemic, 2020, 2021, all the struggles that we had. We know you had to stay in business. And so this is sort of a payment, not a loan, but a payment that helps you even more. So if you want to get your hands on this money, go to COVIDpayment.com. You could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee. Yep, $26,000. Just go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the accounting folks at COVID Payment, they get to work and do the rest. All these people are former government employees, tax experts, that sort of thing. They do all the work, and they get paid a percentage of the funds that they get to you. So if you want to qualify for COVID payments, go to COVIDpayment.com. Maybe you'll take advantage of the fast cash option, which they have there as well. All types of businesses, farms, restaurants, anything dealing with food, nonprofits, everybody, you can qualify, even if you took a PPP loan. So, if you got 5 employees or more on the farm, go to COVIDpayment.com, help get $26,000 per employee, visit COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Lanes, and other fine retailers.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here as we approach the end of the year. We're in the middle of the holiday season. Maybe some people think we're sort of at the end of the holiday season. I'm not sure that I agree with that, because there are all the 14 different religious holidays and other things, the pagan holidays that people celebrate all the way through till Valentine's Day. So perhaps this next few minutes that we have on the American Family Farmer, which is a focus on our farms, our family, and the food that we eat. So I've invited a gentleman whose work in health and wellness started a long time ago. He is someone that focuses on a particular type of food ingestion, food oils, if you will, flax oil, stuff like that. So his name is Udo Erasmus. He has The Udo, isn't there a gluten-free line? Is that Udo or Udi? I've forgotten Udo.
There is a gluten-free line, and it's called Udo, and I have nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Would you if you could?
Not so much.
No, really? Because, no. You know,
although I did used to be the baker when I was a kid in my house, I was the bread baker. We made heavy bread. And I was really good at it. I put vegetables in it. I did all kinds of stuff because I got to experiment. So it was fun to make bread.
We don't really experiment that much anymore, do we, with cooking, with food, the way we used to?
Well, it depends on who you are and what you're getting paid for.
I suppose. Well, I mean, I'm talking about at home as much as anything else, having the creative ability to just have a little bit of fun, much as anything else, or...
I'm an old guy, so I still like that way of doing things. I experiment all the time with food. I always say to people, listen, if your mother told you not to play with your food, that's the only advice she ever gave you that you should ignore. Because if you don't play with your food, how are you going to find out what works for you and what doesn't work for you?
So let's talk about the things that are going to be helpful to listeners when it comes to choices that they make in food from farms for their family for the holidays. Because we all know that during the holidays, we don't eat as well. We eat a lot, but we don't eat as well. I'm trying to work my way through what is called a coffee cake. I happen to have a gluten allergy, and most of the things that are made conventionally, don't work with me. But I've been putting some blueberry preserves on the maybe that nice. Saves me on this loaf, and it's really yummy. But you're because you have co-founded a supplement line. There is something I talk a lot about standard processed products because, matter of fact, I think it was last week or the week before, recently anyway, we had a discussion on this program about why some things in use standard process as an example, the difference between the sort of supplement line that's made from the natural, growing their own vegetables and things, versus the synthetic stuff. So where do you come in on all of that?
You know, the body was made in nature, and it works best when we live in line with nature and our nature.
So I'm going to suggest to the audience listening to that your Udo's Choice supplement brand is taken from the all-natural department as well. Shall I take that to my heart?
Yep. We actually developed the machinery for making oils with health in mind. Mm-hmm. It's quite a bit of damage to the oils, and that's where most of our problems come from, the processing we do the food after the farmer grows it.
The processed food problem that we have is causing the early demise of a lot of people whose main diet is processed foods. Let's talk about that as we continue here. You're listening to the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On this week's edition of the American Family Farmers, Udo Erasmus, who has developed a line of, among other things, healthy oils and probiotics and digestive enzymes and greens and things. I had asked him about how we can really separate out and identify the things like your supplement brand. I mentioned Standard Process. There are a couple of good ones that are all natural. But most of the things that you see that are promoted as being healthy for you, that are synthetic, are not really healthy for you. And so I guess I'm interested. It looks like you have a biochemistry degree. Is that helping you and put all this stuff together?
Well, yeah, it helps to know how molecules work. But you still have to recognize that the way nature makes things, there's so many things that are made in nature that we're not even on top of yet, you have to trust nature. My goal is always, if you look at every creature that eats, fresh, whole, raw, organic, seasonal, local, and I would say for humans, mostly plant-based. That would be a pretty good recipe for getting healthier from the way that we usually eat.
Well, so a lot of people listening to this program are dairy farmers. A lot of them raise beef or pigs, hogs. I call them pigs. They call them hogs. I think there's a difference between pigs and hogs. Like, I think there's a difference between hens and chickens. But anyway, the whole idea of being able to produce more in the minds of some farmers means that they need to shoot them up with various and sundry things, growth hormones and that sort of stuff, which seems to be a no-no. And most people who want to have credibility with the users will say, we don't use any hormones, we don't use any antibiotics, any of that stuff. Okay, so that's all right, but what else do they use or shouldn't they be using? I guess maybe that's the better way of asking the question. What should the people who are growing the animals that we eat for protein, what should they be feeding them?
Well, if it's going to be cows, you feed them grass. That's the natural, right? That's
right.
Not how you necessarily do it. But from a health and the nature's point of view, You feed them what they fed. You feed them what they ate before we got so civilized.
Yeah.
So that. Huh?
I'm laughing at civilization, what that has wrought on us. I have a dairy farm, and it's not really, I used to, the last incarnation of milking cows, I had about 150 cows that I milked, and they were all Jerseys, and we sold raw milk, 100 gallons plus a day of raw milk, and to me, that's the ticket. Although a lot of people who are in public health scorn me and scorn those who would sell this stuff because it's unhealthy. That's what really bugs me, because if anything, the milk that we drink that comes out of a processor that's in the store, that's what's unhealthy. Well, it isn't that it's unhealthy. It's not worth anything. It's worthless. Doesn't have anything, right? There's no nutrition.
I grew up on a farm without electricity for part of my childhood. We got raw milk from the farmer, and if you let it sit, it turned into yogurt.
Yeah.
By itself. You didn't have to put anything in it.
Yeah.
And then I came to the city to go to university, and I tried to make yogurt out of a carton of milk, and it rotted.
Yeah.
Because at that time I didn't know, right?
Yeah. So, right. Well, see, that's the thing. All right, let's continue.
Raw milk and carton milk, for sure.
Yeah, processed milk, right. Hold on, Udo. We'll continue in this conversation. We're trying to make you think about the real connection between farm, food, and family here on this week's version of the American Family Farmer. Patrick Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when we talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year. And I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres I got to plant in the next week or so. I was thinking about the bags of seed, where they came from. I pay more attention to the corn seed that I plant because I don't want it violated by any.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration said Wednesday it will be releasing doses of prescription flu medicine from the strategic national stockpile to states as flu-sickened patients continue to flock to hospitals and doctor's offices around the country. This year's flu season has hit hard and early. Some people are even noticing bare shelves at pharmacies and grocery stores where they make a run for over-the-counter medicines as cases have spiked. The Center for Disease Controls and Prevention estimates that the flu has resulted in 150,000 hospitalizations and 9,300 deaths so far this season. Since her loss in the Arizona governor's race, Republican Carrie Lake has claimed the election was stolen and promised bombshell showing she was the rightful winner. But on the first day of trial in her election challenge Wednesday, her lawyers allege small bore problems that didn't appear to show the widespread intentional misconduct she would need to prove. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
smart.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back with the second half hour here of our adventure this week on the American Family Farmer, and we're concentrating on things that you should be doing to keep yourself healthy, things you might be thinking about with regard to the people who are using your products, that are eating it or drinking it. This is a gentleman, Udo Erasmus, who has, for a long time, been involved in the supplement business and specializing in healthy oils and probiotics and that sort of thing. So how do we differentiate between, you know, we hear a lot of advertising. I'll take one example of oils. We hear a lot of discussion about the kinds of oils that break down or the kinds that don't. Olive oil, for example, is supposed to be good, and even there's degrees of good, better, best with olive oil. But you look at some of the other oils, canola oil, or, you know, the stuff they fry the food in McDonald's. Some people think oils are oils, so tell us about oils.
First of all, the reason why olive oil has a good reputation is because it isn't damaged by the processing if it's extra virgin oil, if it's really extra virgin olive oil. But it doesn't have omega-3s in it, which are essential. That means your body can't make them and you have to have them to be healthy.
Right.
And it has virtually no omega-6. And only omega-3 and 6 are essential from fats and oils. They mostly come from oils. And omega-3 particularly is too low in 99% of the population. But every cell needs them. They're super sensitive to damage by light, by oxygen, and heat. They need the most care of any oils in general need the most care of any of our foods, we actually give them the least care. We throw them in frying pans and turn them into smoke. And that gets you increased inflammation and increased risk of cancer. So they need to be made with health in mind and need to be used after the food comes off the heat. When I was a kid, cooking meant in water. Now cooking means in oil. Very different what happens to the food. So I tell people, your body needs an oil change from the damaged oils to oils made with health in mind. And we develop methods for making oils with health in mind. It takes a lot of care. We refrigerate the oils in the factory, in the stores, and at home. And you don't use them for frying. You take your frying pan out, hit yourself on the head with it so it hurts, and get that stupid thing out of your house, because it's gonna hurt you if you use it.
You know, you're making me feel guilty. Last night, I put a piece of salmon into a frying pan, and I put some extra virgin olive oil in to cook it. And enjoyed the taste of it, enjoyed what I thought it was doing for my body. Now, and I'm a fairly sophisticated eater, or at least I know what I'm putting in. I like to think that I know what I'm putting into my body and try to give people that overview. You've written a book called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. So it sounds to me like not all of the fats that you can use, the oils, maybe that's the question here. Are fats and oils one and the same?
No. Well, fats are solid at room temperature and oils are liquid at room temperature. But in terms of the fatty acids they contain, the molecules that they contain, they're similar, although they're different. The saturated fats are harder, and the unsaturated, or the omega-3 and 6, that includes the omega-3 and 6, they're more liquid.
Like a poached egg instead of a fried egg. Or we have...
Like, for instance...
Yeah, you have to talk about poached all kinds of things. I've had poached salmon before.
Yeah, or boiled eggs.
Yeah, right.
When we were kids on the farm, we actually used to punch a hole in each end and suck them out. We didn't do that very... We didn't do it very often.
No.
And yeah, it's kind of getting yucky.
Yeah, it is. I have a friend of mine who... I do a couple of health programs every week, and one of them was with a fellow named Jack Stockwell, who's a doctor out in St. Louis, Salt Lake City. He and his wife have a clinic, and they talk. She makes a healthy milkshake out of raw eggs and a lot of other stuff. And she used to give it to me when I visited with them, and I didn't know there were raw eggs. So I was drinking and thought it was great when she showed me there were raw eggs in it. I've never had another one since.
I shouldn't have told you.
That's right. Exactly. All right, one of the other things, we're talking with Udo Erasmus, who's got a very important overview because of his education and his experience into the world of processed food and natural food and of supplementation, et cetera. So one of the big things, one of the other doctors besides Jack Stockwell that's connected with my weekday and weekend programs, a guy named Ken Kronhaus, a cardiologist down in Florida, who this week liked to spend some of our time talking about vitamin D. And he's not quite in the same place as you are when it comes to vitamin D. I guess I'm wondering, you recommend high doses of it, and there is a question always of toxicity. That's what Ken says anyway. What do you say?
Right. Well, the vitamin D, when I started working in health over 40 years ago, we were told 400 units a day is what we should be taking, but never more than 1,000, because you can overdose and get toxic.
Right.
And you know, then 20 years ago, they discovered that vitamin D is not just for bones and teeth, but every cell in your body has vitamin D receptors. So every cell in your body needs vitamin D. It is super important for respiratory function and immune system. And it's kind of like the biggest single thing you can do to virus-proof yourself in cold and flu season. In fact, we call it vitamin D deficiency season. The best vitamin D comes from the sun through your skin, but in winter we don't get enough sun to get it, and we become vitamin D deficient, and then we get colds and flus. And vitamin D is super good, and I use 8,000 units a day.
8,000 units, okay. So
8,000.
So 10,000 may be a little bit much. 8,000 works for you. Would it work for everybody? Because everybody's chemistry is different.
Yeah, between 5,000 and 10,000 a day. Over 10,000, if you do it long term, you can be getting too much.
Uh-huh.
But 5 to 10,000 for adults, and like two to three to five for kids, depending on their size and weight.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I've been doing that for 3 years. It's only 3 years when I really got onto it. I've not had a cold in 3 years.
I have, you know, it's very interesting you say that. I have been focused on vitamin D, but I think because I'm a farmer and I'm out 8 hours in the sunny season from the 1st of April or whenever I can get outside to start working till just about now, I'm outside from 4 to 8 hours a day. And when I have my vitamin D level checked, I still don't have enough. I supplement with a vitamin D.
But that's because you need to be walking around naked on the farm to get enough sunlight.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm sure that would be great for the cows, but maybe my customers on the farm wouldn't be too crazy about that. But I'm going to take you. I'm taking a long trip this weekend, about a 10.5 hour plane ride to the Middle East, and I'm going to make sure I bring vitamin D with me because I don't want to get sick, frankly. And I wonder, as you say that, if we had enough vitamin D in our system, you know, all the conventional doctors are talking about flu and COVID and all of those things that are related, if we had enough vitamin D, is it your experience or thinking or research that would say you won't get these items, you won't get sick with a flu or COVID if you get enough vitamin D in your system?
I would do a couple of other things as well. I would definitely take the vitamin D.
Yeah.
There's good research that works. The second one is digestive enzymes. They're proteins.
Yeah.
And the protein digesting enzymes are called proteases. If you take a good digestive enzyme, then what it you start getting a sore throat, you start getting stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I take a capsule of those and I break them open, either chew the capsule or break them open, dump them on my tongue, and swish them around in my mouth so they go everywhere. And what the proteases do is that most viruses that cause colds and flus have protein coats. And the protease will digest the protein coat off the virus, and that puts the virus out of commission. It can't get into your cells. That takes a huge load off your digestive system,
mm-hmm.
which, if it doesn't work, then your immune system has to get involved.
Right.
So it frees the immune system, and it lowers the amount of work that your immune system has to do because you're picking them off before they even get into your cells.
One of the things that I have is that I don't drink, I don't smoke, I never have done any drugs, do any of that stuff, but I love ice cream, and I love, I make ice cream on my farm. I love cake and sweet things, and one of the things that you say is to avoid sugar and fruit, but it seems like not all the time. If you're going to travel or you're going to be if you're concerned about viruses, then you don't eat anything that has sugar in it because it does what to your body's immune system?
If you take a teaspoon of sugar, it will knock down your immune system for up to 5 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
And in those 5 to 8 hours, whatever critters you've got going on have a chance to just go nuts.
All right, so what happens if, in tandem to having the ice cream and cake, you take like 1,000 or 2,000 units of vitamin D? Can I psych myself into it that way?
No, I think the enzymes will actually do more for you than the vitamin D in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But the no fruit and sugar and greens until they're coming out of your ears, basically, is what I'm saying, is when you start getting something.
I'm a big believer in broccoli and spinach and things like that. But and you teach your children. See, this is part, again, of the connection of the farmers. Good farmers educate their customers as to the benefits of what they're growing. For example, again, with the business about colds and eating broccoli or the green leaf stuff, there's something there that you should have in the back of your mind. Hold on a second. I'm going to take a break. We'll continue with Udo Erasmus here on American Family Farmer.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Lemu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Lemu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Lemu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Erasmus is here. He's written books, including Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. Sold a lot of copies of that. He's got a lot of education when it comes to oil. So one of the ultimate questions for people would be about omega-3s. We all know that omega-6s and, well, what do we know about all the omegas? Maybe that's the question, if you can answer it fairly quickly.
Yeah. We said at the beginning, omega-3 and omega-6 are essential. You have to have them. 99% of the population doesn't get enough omega-3s. We get enough omega-6, but they're partially damaged, and we damage them more by using them for frying. And omega-6s make cytokines out of those. And you may have heard about cytokine storms. Omega-3s inhibit that. But we're not getting the omega-3s, so we need to get the omega-3s. We get them from seeds like flax, and that's probably the richest source for them. And if you take, I recommend it, two to four tablespoons a day for adults,
really?
Mixed in food, but never used for frying because there's damage really, really easily,
mm-hmm.
much easier than other oils that are already damaged. Omega-3s are damaged by heat five times quicker.
Really?
So they need to be made with care. We do that, and you got to use them.
How about taking a flax oil supplement?
The flax oil supplement is okay, but I became omega-6 deficient on it. We developed a blend. That has the ratio between the two has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be packaged in glass because plastic leaches into oil quicker than into water.
Yeah, right, that I've heard. All right, well, a great education, a way of blending in families, food, the farm, one big consideration. Udo Erasmus here with the focus on healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. You get the book Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. Udo, thanks for being here.
Okay, and don't forget garlic to social distance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer. Christmas time across America. It's cool, right? I hope a lot of you have done well this year so you can celebrate with your family over the next few holidays that we have. The weather has not been as cooperative as those of us who would like to keep making hay. Huh? People say, what? You're still doing hay in December? I'll do hay year-round if I can because I got that many fields and many of them I don't get to, especially with second crop. I mowed some hay just before a snowstorm. Well, it wasn't a storm, a couple of inches, actually just a dusting these fields. So I'm letting them dry out and I'm going to tend them and I'm going to bale it up. I'm an optimist to the nth degree. It's hard to do it after the end of December. Well, actually, it isn't hard. If there's no real bad precipitation and you can stand the cold, you can get some. The hay is not much good for anything other than goats and calves and things like that. I grind it up and feed it to the animals with molasses so they'll eat it. It's important. The nutritional value is important, but it's also important to keep cows eating in the bad weather. The cows can survive much better if they eat. It's better for their body because the body heat that they need needs energy, and so they need to keep eating. So cows should always have, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, cows should always have a source to be eating, whether it's silage. I feed my cows this time of year baleage and silage, corn silage and baleage, and put some molasses on some of the stuff that, because of the quality of the hay this year, we had so much dry weather, the hay is not as good as it might be, but you put a little molasses on it and bingo. It's actually kind of fun to watch them forage through the hay to get at the molasses. And I've been feeding a lot of pumpkin and squash to my cows too. They love it. And we have a number of people around here who are farmers, producers that, want me to take this stuff. And I'm happy to take it because it's good feed. It's good for me. Yeah, be careful. You don't give them too much because they like eating candy. One of the things that we are all receiving right now is the census of agriculture. We're being asked to fill it out by the 6th of February of next year. You can go to agcounts.usda.gov to find this survey. There are some questions that have been answered already because the government knows, the USDA knows, surveys help them understand, and you report, you know, whatever it is, and they keep the records, and it's cool. I've gotten a paper questionnaire. I got a couple of them, actually. I have two different pieces of land, so I guess that's why they want me to fill out. I mean, the stuff they send you in the mail, there's nothing there except directions to send you to agcounts.usda.gov. So you can do that, and the solicitation that they link you with to get input so that statistics are going into the mix so they know how much money to be put. I guess this is modern agriculture and modern reality. I think it's such a shame the government has to be so involved. And this is, I'm now, I guess in a manner of speaking, I'm going to give the consumer and the general public and farmers too a little of the old 1-2. Because we've allowed ourselves to be pushed around, we've allowed ourselves to be gluttonized by big ag, so they set the prices on everything. And as a result, the government knows we have to have farmers and the farm bill in order to protect farmers and make things work, but we wouldn't have to if we weren't being cannibalized by the big four or five companies, the corporate farm outfits that are doing their best to try to take over all of agriculture. And in part, this helps the government to understand what really is going on. I don't know that the folks here, my local USDA office is really very good. The two ladies that work in there keep track of what we're doing, and they help with the forms. I have found it very easy to do all of this stuff, and so I do it. Some people refuse to do it because they don't want, and the census people come around, I don't talk to them. My name and address, that's all you need to know. But when it comes to agriculture, I want not just to help myself, because I don't use most of the programs that are available, but I want to help my fellow farmers. So I guess the idea is to go to the USDA and fill out the census of agriculture so that you can be counted, so that programs that are going to be there anyway, you can perhaps take advantage of. That's agcounts.usda.gov. And submit your, get the survey there and submit your answers. That would be my advice. I'm Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.